Okay, let's unpack this. Today we're diving deep into some pretty interesting tech, stuff specifically tailored for you, the learner, someone who wants the essential knowledge, you know, without getting buried in details.
Exactly. And you've shared sources pointing towards, well, two main things, right?
Yeah, first, the AI side of Heptagon's HQ Box 2.
And second, the role Minidis plays in actually providing those Heptagon products.
Right. So our mission today is basically to pull out the key takeaways, focusing on those AI aspects and what makes Heptagon and Minidis stand out.
Okay. So starting with Heptagon Systems, they're based in Melbourne, Australia. And what's interesting is they're building hardware specifically for AI tasks.
But not in the cloud, right? This is different.
Precisely. Their HQ Box 2 AI product is all about edge AI. So bringing that AI processing power closer to where the data is actually collected.
Okay, hold on. For anyone maybe not totally up on edge AI, what does that mean in simple terms? Why is it important?
Well, think of it like this. Instead of sending data far away to a big data center for analysis and waiting for the answer.
Right. Edge AI does the thinking right there or very nearby. Imagine, say, a smart camera identifying a problem instantly.
Without uploading tons of video first. Okay, I get it. Speed, immediacy.
Exactly. Crucial for a lot of modern stuff.
And here's where it gets really interesting, like you said. This HQ Box 2 AI, it's not just a regular computer dabbling in AI. The hardware seems pretty specialized.
Oh, absolutely. The sources mention 5 M.2 slots, and these are specifically for AI accelerator modules.
Which are like special chips just for speeding up AI calculations.
You got it. Specialized pro processors, super efficient for AI math, and there's more.
Yeah, the 8-lane PCIe slot for even bigger AI cards or GPUs.
Exactly. It gives you options for adding some serious horsepower, maybe those high-end graphics cards people use for AI training or inference. So yeah, it really looks purpose-built.
So why is this kind of setup so significant then? Where does it make a difference?
Well, the sources point to areas like autonomous vehicles.
Makes sense. Need instant decisions.
Right. And smart cities, managing traffic or power based on real-time sensor data, industrial automation too on the factory floor.
Anywhere delays are just not an option.
Pretty much. A tiny delay in those scenarios could be a really big problem.
And it's built tough, too. I saw something about that.
Yeah, that's another key thing. It's got a fanless design.
Which means more rugged.
More rugged, definitely. And more energy efficient. Think about dusty factories or places with extreme temperatures. A normal computer with fans might just, you know, joke.
So this fanless design lets it run complex AI stuff reliably, even when conditions are bad.
Correct.
Okay, what about connectivity? Getting data in and out must be important, too.
It mentioned up to 11 Ethernet ports. That's a lot of network flexibility.
11. Wow.
Yeah, for connecting sensors, networks, other devices. Plus, it includes something called OpenBMC-based IPMI 2.0.
IPMI, that's for remote management, right?
Yeah.
Like controlling the hardware from afar.
Exactly. Think of it as a remote control for the box itself, even if the main operating system isn't running. Super useful if these things are deployed somewhere hard to get to.
Okay, so summing up Heptagon for a moment. Australian company building specialized rugged hardware, laser focused on bringing serious AI to the edge.
Right, where the action is. And they've been in this embedded computing game for a while, serving different industries, IoT, medical, transport.
And they do customization too. That's interesting. Just they can really tailor it.
Definitely. Now, how does Minidis fit into all this?
Right. The second piece. So Minidis, they're a European supplier?
Yeah. European supplier focusing on professional IoT and mini PC products. And the key thing for us is they feature Heptagon models, including these HQ Box 2 systems.
So they're kind of the bridge to the European market for this Australian tech.
Seems like it. They act as a really important link.
And the sources say Minidis emphasizes the versatile properties of Heptagon kit. What does that actually translate to?
Well, I think they're stressing that these boxes aren't just good at one thing. They're highlighting that they are fast, reliable, adaptable.
Adaptable to different jobs and conditions.
Exactly. And durable, built for tough environments. Minidis is basically saying, if you need a serious industrial PC with unique features, you should really look at the Heptagon stuff they offer.
And here we go again. Really interesting point. Minidis gives a specific example. The HQ Box 2 Storage MM6.
Oh, yes. The speed claim.
They're saying unmatched speeds for RAM and storage, even claiming it's 50% faster memory access than comparable Xeon D systems. That's Quite something.
That is a bold claim. They attribute it to smart technology. If true, that kind of speed boost could be huge.
In what kind of applications? Where would that 50% really show?
Well, think about processing huge data sets quickly, analyzing high-res video feeds maybe, or sorting through tons of industrial sensor data in real time.
Faster insights, quicker reaction.
Exactly. It could genuinely be a competitive advantage in fields drowning in data.
Minides also mentions unprecedented customization possibilities for the housings, calling them advanced IPCs for complex jobs. So it's not just the insides. The box matters too.
Absolutely. Industrial PCs or IPCs often need specific mounting or special connectors or need to fit into tight spaces or just survive harsh conditions.
So the customization Minides highlights probably means Heptagon can tweak the physical box for different needs.
Very likely. That flexibility is crucial for getting these powerful systems actually deployed out there in the real world.
So Minides clearly sees Heptagon as a strategic partner, offering these unique fanless lines, going beyond just the characteristic yellow color, as they put it.
Yeah, they're really playing up the Australian engineering, the focus on embedded edge IoT.
And they give a killer example of the AI power, right?
They do. They talk about an HQ Box 2 configuration with an Intel Xeon D1700 CPU that can handle up to 7 Halo 8 M.2 AI accelerators.
7 in one box.
Yeah.
These Halo chips are those low-power AI inference ones, right?
Yeah, exactly. Designed for high-performance AI prediction, using trained models, but without drawing tons of power, Minides presents having 7 of them in a single fanless system as, well, uniquely powerful for edge AI and deep learning.
That does sound incredibly potent. Wow. And they didn't stop there. They mentioned networking on the Storage M model, too.
Right. The HQ Box 2 Storage M potentially having 8 SFP plus network connections.
SFP plus, that's 10 gig or faster?
It can be 10 gig, but they mentioned 100 gigabit Ethernet throughput overall, which is a massive amount of data bandwidth.
For what? Pulling in data from loads of sensors,
yeah.
Streaming video for analysis.
Could be either or both.
Yeah.
It suggests applications needing extremely high data rates right at the edge. The fact that this edge box offers that kind of network muscle is impressive.
Yeah.
Speaks to its versatility.
And Minides keeps mentioning Heptagon's M.2 slot tech, calling it the big secret.
Yeah, the flexibility aspect again, that these slots can be used for either storage or AI modules.
That's clever. So you can configure the same base system differently depending on the job?
Precisely. Need super fast data handling, load it with storage. Need heavy AI processing, load it with accelerators.
And they repeat that 50% faster storage throughput claim again there. Faster than traditional SSDs, faster than servers.
They really push that performance angle. And yeah, putting 7 Halo accelerators in a fanless box does seem like a genuine standout capability.
But it's not all about the absolute high end, is it? Minides also brought up the YB3X series.
Right. Based on the Intel Atom C3000 CPU, that seems aimed at maybe less demanding tasks, or where power consumption is even more critical.
Where power may be more modular.
Yeah, Minides highlights its flexibility as an IoT edge device or a network appliance. But importantly...
Still fanless. Still rugged.
Exactly. Still fanless, still designed for harsh environments, options for wide voltage, extended temps. So Heptagon, via Minides, is covering a range of needs.
And then just the standard HQ Box series, too, the workhorses.
Seems like it. Based on the Xeon D1500, described as robust, fanless servers, compact design, they mentioned several standard configurations, but also easy customization.
So a solid baseline for various embedded computing tasks.
That's the picture, yeah. A balance of performance and reliability, still with that customization focus.
Okay. So let's try and bring this together for you, the learner, wanting the core knowledge quickly. What really stands out?
Well, first, Heptagon. They're clearly tackling that growing need for serious compute power, especially AI, right at the edge. Specialized hardware like the HQ Box 2 AI and Storage M shows that.
And the rugged fanless design is a huge part of their value proposition for tough environments. That seems key.
Definitely. And then there's Minides. As the European supplier, they're not just selling boxes, they're actively highlighting why these Heptagon systems are special.
Emphasizing the speed, the customization, the reliability.
Right, making this advanced, specialized Australian tech more visible and accessible, at least in Europe. They clearly see the unique value Heptagon brings.
So we've covered a fair bit, but it still feels like we're just scratching the surface, doesn't it?
It always does with tech like this. But hopefully, this deep dive gave you a clear picture of the AI angle in Heptagon's HQ Box 2 line and how Minides fits in as a key partner bringing it to market.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. just thinking ahead.
Go on.
Think about what becomes possible when you can genuinely deploy this kind of powerful AI processing anywhere, not just in a clean data center, but right out there at the source of the data.
Yeah. The potential for innovation is huge. What new applications, what new services could spring up when that real-time analysis and decision-making becomes ubiquitous?
Exactly. What happens when intelligence isn't centralized, but distributed everywhere? That's definitely something to mull over.